like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
live this final evening of July 2008, the 31st. Thanks for tuning in, and this must be an important show because we're having some serious technical difficulties, so thanks for hanging in there and sticking with us. It is going to be a great show. I do have some wonderful guests this evening. They are, I keep getting in trouble because apparently the intros are I'm lavishing too much praise on people, and these guys are no exception to that. I almost hesitate to tell you how amazing they are, but their efforts and the results of their efforts or the fruits of their labor really speak for themselves, and they are giants among men as far as I'm concerned, in the field of constitutional law and restoring constitutional law and order. This evening, I have with me Jack and Margie Flynn, and you've heard them on this network many times, but it never, in my opinion, it never gets old, and it's always great information, and it's very practical and useful. It's always something that we can benefit from. And so tonight, I'm sure, will be no exception. There is some information that you're going to want to be aware of. In fact, there are some conferences that are coming up that they'll probably mention and tell you about that you can take part in if you so desire, which will be fantastic, I'm sure. So it should be a fascinating show because you've heard a lot of talk about the field of law, and particularly how corrupt and how polluted the judicial system and its process is, but there's a lot of speculative talk around exactly how to address that issue and how to restore restore constitutional order to judicial proceedings, and they have some very effective methods, and if you haven't heard before, and even if you have, you'll probably want to take some notes, and it's absolutely fascinating. And as I said, the results really speak for themselves. Having won 300 cases in New Mexico courts, I think really is a testimony that needs no words beyond it. So I want you to pay attention, and I want you to take notes and make sure that if you have any questions, by the way, we might be taking calls. I'm going to confirm that, but it's going to be a great show. So stick around. Jack and Margie Flynn on Road Warrior Radio, or you're listening on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Life-Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Radio broadcast. And thanks for tuning in. As I said, we have Jack and Margie Flynn on the show tonight. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on in the news, and we're going to skip over most of that, although it's real difficult to do. You know, the situation that's brewing down in California is of particular interest because that's probably a domino. The whole country will follow the fact that the governor is about to take everyone, well, about 200,000 people down to minimum wage is going to have a tremendous impact on the economy down there, and it's, you know, that's not going to be good. And there are other issues as well, but then, of course, ExxonMobil turns biggest U.S. quarterly profit. We don't even want to get into that. That'll be a tirade. But I'll save that for later. Anyway, it's my great honor and pleasure to have Jack and Margie Flynn on the show. Guys, thanks for coming on the show. Really, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good evening, Chris. It's our pleasure to be here.
Delighted.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, as I said in the first segment, the fruits of your efforts really speak for themselves, and you guys are absolutely amazing at what you're able to accomplish. And I guess the place that I would like to start that, I don't know, it seems to stick in my mind is, and, you know, we can touch on that, or maybe this will lead us into other areas, but do you think there's anything to be said for the mindset, I guess, of the people. And what I mean by that is I keep asking questions, and maybe you guys have an idea about this. I keep asking people about a thing I call the essentials of liberty. And what is that? Is it, you know, is there a document or something you can give to people that they look at it and they say, aha, I get it, liberty, sovereignty. And then there are some source materials that they can go to from there. And there was one gentleman that I asked who doesn't read the Bible or go to church or anything like that, and he said, it's easy. That's the Bible and the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And I said, I agree, but, you know, you look at the Israelites coming out of Egypt, for example, and they had the title deed in hand before they left town, so to speak, and they still wandered around, destination for 40 years. So, do you guys have any thoughts on that? That mindset, I guess, as far as court is concerned. Anyway.
We do. Sorry. Margie, why don't you begin tonight?
Well, our idea of liberty, actually, we like the word freedom, and we like sovereignty because in our view, being a sovereign really means that you answer to yourself and to your Creator. So the fellow who said the Bible and the Constitution really kind of hit the nail on the head. Perhaps for other people it wouldn't be the Bible, it might be the Quran or some other religious tome, some Hindu or other Buddhist tome. But the bottom line is you have a connection with yourself, with a higher power than you, and with, I guess I would have to say for myself, a burning desire for truth and honor and justice. And you can read philosophy, you can certainly discuss with people from now to doomsday what sovereignty means, but to me it means personal responsibility, and it means the freedom to do as I please as long as I don't harm anybody else. That's my view of sovereignty. And when we teach, regardless of the age or the type of the people in the class, we are coming from a point of truth, and our desire for the people in this nation to really awaken to what their duties are as human beings and as citizens. And I'm very sad to say that many Americans are not aware of duties. They're not conscious about their lives, and they certainly are not paying attention to what's going on right under their noses. And unfortunately for the country and for probably the entire world, if America goes down the tubes, we are staring down into an abyss that is very, very frightening. We don't like to emphasize that. We like to emphasize hope and joy, but we're also realists at the end of the day. We're pragmatists at the end of the day. And we found that if people do not know and claim their rights, they don't have any. And this country has a very simple formula, a simple recipe for maintaining self-governance. And it was given to us early on, perhaps with mixed reasons, but as a people, we failed miserably in upholding the standards of self-governance. And that makes me sad, it makes Jack sad, sometimes it makes us both angry. But as we've said many times to people, quitting is not an option. We love our country, we don't like the way it's being governed, and we want to do everything we can as human beings to waken people to the fact that they are sovereigns, that the political power is inherent in them by and through their Creator, and that it's their job to hold on to it and to see that other people's rights are upheld.
We firmly believe that the Constitution was a divinely inspired document, because if one really understands the times in which the Constitution was written, we were in the throes of depression. I mean financial depression, mental depression. We didn't know where the nation was going. We had come out of the Revolution several years before that, and there was nothing but chaos and confusion in the country at that time. So when the Constitution was written, it could not have been written any other way, as far as we're concerned, but have been inspired by divine intervention, a divinely inspired document, we call it. And we call it the greatest egalitarian document ever written by man for the governance of a nation by the people of that nation. Now, could the Constitution have been written better? Absolutely. Things in the Constitution that I would not have put there. And there are things that are not in the Constitution that I would have put there. But with all its faults and all its criticisms, And if you take a look at the times in which it was written and who wrote it, there are reasons for that. It still is a wonderful, wonderful document for the governance of a nation by the people of that nation. The only problem is that the people never really enforced the Constitution. And it's hard to say, but that's a fact. People of this nation have never really enforced the Constitution. And believe it or not, the Constitution has more acceptance now and more popularity now than it has since 1787, okay? It's coming back. So to the Constitution and to the Bible, I would add the Declaration of Independence, because that and the Constitution are the founding documents of this nation. Now, as far as the people's mindset is concerned, people's mindset is very important, as we all know. But unfortunately, propaganda, conditioning, and programming have a lot to do with establishing the mindset of the people and how the people think. And again, if we go back to the Constitution, we can see by looking at the events of history that the people, with the exception of maybe 25 to 40 years after the creation of that document, never really enforced the document upon government. And that's a sin. That's a crime as far as I'm concerned. Because freedom was inherent within that document. And that's what the Creator wants for us as far as I'm concerned, as far as I think a lot of us are concerned. Freedom, free will, free expression. Deal with people evenly and openly and honestly and in justice. But that, unfortunately, is not America today. And that, unfortunately, was not America in those days either. So the mindset of the people is very important. And as a society, the American people have tragically failed. Now, individuals, there are always individuals, there are always groups within the general society that have tried. And some of them have succeeded to a certain extent, and some are succeeding now. But the government really doesn't look at minor successes. The government looks at what the mindset of the people happens to be. And since the government manipulates that mindset, we as a nation have to wake up as a society. Because if we don't, I don't think we're going to make it. And that's not something I want to see happen. We're doing this for our kids, our grandkids, for America in general. But we need help. We all need to work together. And I'm sure you can agree with that, Chris.
Absolutely. And that was why I asked you guys the question. I believe that no one understands the basis for my question more or better than you guys. And what you said, I completely agree with. The fact that, you know, the founders were, you know, they, as you said, you know, we were, it was a depressive point, and they were of a mind that, you know, this great American experiment could go either way. And, I agree. You know, the people never have enforced the Constitution on government, and a lot of very brilliant people, I think, have argued the merits of that. I think that is a central point because, you know, for example, I heard it discussed the other day on a conversation that, you know, if we try to assert common law, for example, another person can say, well, natural law prevails and I have all the guns, therefore you're going to jail. But the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and therefore, if people do enforce it on government, as you said in the way that Jefferson phrased it, in the chains that, you know, shackle down government, then you know, that would be probably one of the brightest spots in human history, and that gets to the heart of that issue. Like I said, the fact that, you know, again, looking back at the Israelites coming out of Egypt, that slave mentality was so pervasive that, and they couldn't shed it, that one generation had to pass away in out in the wilderness until another could go in. And so we're all in this together is what that says to me. And that mentality is important to address. So you're listening to Road Warrior Radio with my guests, my distinguished guests, Jack and Margie Flynn. Please stick around, and we'll get into some of the meat and potatoes. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our power seeds and oil can do for you.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We will keep in mind and remember that Barry Goldwater has faith in us. He has faith that you and I have the ability and the dignity and the right to make our own decisions.
Ronald Reagan in 1964, and I believe that those are the same words that we're echoing in this conversation. We all have a rendezvous with destiny, and that's what we're discussing today. And we will indeed preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we will sentence our posterity to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. I think you guys would agree. And as I said, my guests, my great honor and pleasure to have Jack and Margie Flynn on the show this evening.
Thank you, and Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, you know, in the last segment, the discussion, and I just got a little excited there at the end, but you know, as I said, it's really a pleasure to have you guys on because I don't think that a preface to the work that you guys do, anything is more critical to me than that mindset of understanding the difference between the slave and sovereign. And you guys obviously have keyed in on that, and I believe that that's one of the critical factors that has allowed you guys to be so successful. Would you agree?
Yes, to a certain extent. Of course, we give all the credit to the Constitution because we're based in and on the Constitution, and understand all the positions inherent within it, they can assist the people. But again, the mindset of the people is very important, because it's the people that really determine where the nation is going. Now, a lot of people are going to say that's not correct. But if you follow it through, the government will set a policy, okay? The people follow out and carry out policy. Why? Because they've been conditioned and programmed to do so.
Right.
They pay the taxes, they obey the laws, and they fight the wars. They don't question, they don't challenge. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you basically have the people in this nation as a society. And again, there are always exceptions to the rule. There are individuals who do not participate in that. There are groups who do not participate in that. But as a society, America does not question, does not challenge, simply does. Now, if you took an informed society, which is what we are really supposed to be, and if we had maintained the principles inherent within the Declaration of Independence, which are very strong principles, very emotional principles, and very, dedicated principles to the fact that we are individuals who have rights and who should be allowed those rights. If we take the inherent principles within the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and had we adhered to them, and had we maintained them, and held government to them, then we would have an informed society today, okay? Not the big slave state that we have. When government comes up with policy A, and the people say no, that's the end of policy A. But that's not how it works today, and it's a very, very unfortunate position. Mark and I try to get involved and do get involved in practical applications of the Constitution. We discuss theory to a certain extent, but we keep the theory at minimum, because right now the people need practical ways to save themselves. And, Margie, maybe you can get into some of those ways.
Well, yes, I can. To speak to the practicality of it, one of the things that we feel we really need to do to make all of this really make sense and ring true for people is to cultivate in them an awareness of their own personal power, their own political power, and their own sovereignty, as we touched on earlier. In order to do that, it is necessary for them to come to some type of understanding of the mindset of the founding fathers, if you will, and some of them have certainly been lionized as if they are heroes, and some may have been demonized. I think they probably fell somewhere in the middle of that kind of description. And what we've tried to do, reaching people, is to show them just how simple it is when you exercise and apply your rights, and you understand what those rights are through your understanding of the Constitution, that you can hold government accountable. And we do it very, very simply. Really, we've tried to reduce the methodology to the most direct and straightforward process you could think of, because we really believe that people are so frazzled in their lives, they don't have time to learn a lot of esoteric information. They may not have the opportunity or the inclination to read hundreds of pages of philosophy and other types of information. So we think by familiarizing themselves with the Constitution and understanding how that puts them in a position of strength, that they will see themselves as inherently the masters of their governing bodies. In other words, the machinery of government operates as the servant to the people. But if the people are not aware of their inherent political power, then they're not going to hold their servants to the letter of the law, and that law is the Constitution. So, for example, let's say a citizen is harassed by his local government for any particular reason, code violation, dog situation, whatever it happened to us.
Should we hold that as a teaser?
Yes.
Since I hear the bumper, so we'll hold that example.
We'll come over on the other side.
Exactly. So you don't want to go anywhere. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Now, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
There you go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, store energy you haven't had in months, and it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Ayala Eggs. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FCC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
This is All right, welcome back to Road Warrior Radio on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network, and you are listening to my distinguished guests, Jack and Margie Flynn. And before the break, you were just about to give an example. You said, say, for example, someone is harassed.
If they're harassed by a local, say, ordinance enforcer or whatever, and their rights are being infringed upon, which happens quite often. It happened to Jack and myself, and that's one of the reasons that we got back into the public eye, because we were harassed over our dogs. And what we recommend people doing, this is what we do, is that we notify in writing with what we call a presumptive letter the individual or individuals who have infringed upon our rights. And we explain to them what they've done and how they have infringed upon our rights, what rights have been violated. And we give them an opportunity to correct the problem and let them know that if they fail to do so, that there will be consequences to them. So It's a very simple process. We call them presumptive because there's a paragraph at the beginning and at the end which basically informs them that we are writing to them pursuant to their oath. And we let them know that this is a part of lawful notification and it's incorporated in due process of law. And we give them an opportunity to hear what we have to say about them by presenting our charges, and then we finish up the letter with, if they disagree with anything, then they must rebut it within 30 days, and do so with particularity, supporting their position. Because public officers are not used to receiving letters like this, they're not used to being challenged, they usually don't write back. And when they don't write back, then essentially they're in a position of agreeing with what we've stated in the letter.
Mm-hmm.
But after about 35 or 40 days of letters, we will then write an affidavit to them. And we will explain to them that they failed to respond to our letter of whatever date, and that because they have failed, they have then admitted by acquiescence, if you will, by their silence, that they agree with our position. And this is fully binding upon them, as we stipulated in our letter. We then tell them, again, we reiterate that some of the things to which they have admitted to are, and we'll list some of those things. And then we'll give them an opportunity to rebut our affidavit with an affidavit of their own, sworn under penalty of perjury, etc., within 30 days of receipt of our affidavit. If they fail to do so, then these statements in this affidavit and in the prior letter stand, and essentially it's the salvo that you will be facing consequences. After a period of time, say 35, 40 days goes by, no response, we will then take the affidavit and record it at the county recorder or county clerk, however you call them, miscellaneous file. And from that point on, it becomes a part of the public record. And as such, it becomes self-authenticating if one has to go to court under rules of evidence. In the federal rules, it's 902 in New Mexico. It's 11-902, but they're usually corresponding ones in every state. And that basically is your paper trail, if you will. The next order of business would be to send a letter or notice of suit. And after that, you would file a complaint in the proper court of law and let the show begin, so to speak. Now, most often it doesn't come to that because when people in public office realize that they're going to be held accountable and doubly liable, things change. We also include in our letters not just the individual. Let's say it was someone in the dog catcher's office. We would go beyond him, the individual, and we would write to his direct supervisor and possibly to the mayor and the city council or what have you, letting them know that one of their employees has acted in a way that's egregious to our rights, etc. Give them a heads up on what he's done and then tell them that pursuant to their oaths, they have a supervisory responsibility to stop and correct a problem, and if they fail to do so, then they're aiding and abetting that. So we draw in the whole jurisdiction, so to speak.
Tar baby.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Once they touch it, that puts pressure on them to say, wait a minute, I don't want to take a fall because of something this bonehead did. So very often, problems can be resolved early on before any necessity to go to the court situation. And this actually did happen to us with the dogs in our own community. And I essentially wrote to everybody, and basically they didn't know what to do. They ended up dismissing the case because they were terrified. They made up a lot of excuses, and it was interesting to see what happened to the people around here who said to me, don't fight them because you can't fight City Hall. They'll hurt you, this, that, or the other thing. And when I prevailed, these people came out of the woodwork and said, oh, we knew you'd win. I said, where were you when I needed support, you know?
Yeah.
But they were they were terrified to stand up and speak. And that's what we're up against, fear and indifference and ignorance.
I agree, and when I hear you say what you just said, I mean, two things come to mind. It makes me think of what Jack was saying before, but before that, kid in a candy store, basically. I mean, do people really understand the power of that? That mechanism and those tools. I mean, that's just unbelievable. I mean, you get a picture of so much change. I mean, there was a congressman that I confronted recently that pointed out the fact that many people have speculated about the closed house session came up in this heated conversation, and he made it a point to mention the fact that many people have speculated, but most of the points that have been speculated on were not discussed in that meeting. Well, I said, we know that you during that meeting, you scheduled basically the current economic implosion. And his response to me was, yeah, I was at the meeting. And, you know, the point is, before that, he made it a point to say that there was a lot of speculation. Well, he didn't refute what I said.
No, he didn't.
So, you know, and our faces were probably less than, you know, 18 to 24 inches apart, and a lot of people standing around. My point, obviously, is, you know, that mechanism that you mentioned, or those tools, could be implemented in a situation like that where our rights are put upon. The FISA Amendments Act was mentioned specifically, and we've seen that come into play several times lately. I don't want to belabor that, but, you know, it makes me excited to see that everyone has the opportunity to make an impact. And the problem, I think, again, getting back to the mentality, is that people think if they just keep writing letters, that's going to have some kind of an impact. But I believe very firmly that until, as you put it, Margie, apply a little bit of pressure, and sometimes even to people who might be on the periphery of that person's position, I don't think much is going to change. And that gets back to, I think, the point that Jack was making. And when you were saying what you were saying, Jack, about basically it's our responsibility to change the system, I think of a gentleman on YouTube who's put out a video talking about the fact that the bill 1959, the homegrown terrorism, some of those points are already, they've already been appropriated. October of last year they were being appropriated by DHS, and it hasn't even passed the Senate yet. Passed the House, but it hasn't passed the Senate yet. So,
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, they got out in front of themselves, and like you said, you know, that's the way the system works, and so nobody challenges it. There are a few red hanks, so to speak, that stick their necks out, but anyway.
Few and far between.
Yeah, as a society, we don't challenge, we don't object. Of course, we don't even deal with law anymore. We deal with public policy, okay? Mm-hmm. And all the Senate does and the Congress does is basically rubber stamp public policy. And the question is, who establishes public policy? Well, certainly the people don't. And if you take a look at Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution, all legislative authority is vested in Congress. It's not vested in the judiciary. The people follow judge-made law all the time, which is a reprehensible phrase to me. There's no such thing as judge-made law.
Yeah, what exactly is that?
Well, it's a ridiculous term that was invented by the judiciary, okay? And some people refer to judge-made law as case law. And it's not case law, and case law is not law. Case law is precedent. Law is law. And law for the American people must be constitutionally compliant, specific to the Bill of Rights, or null and void. And we as American people do not know our rights, and we don't enforce them. And unless we take effective action against government and make not only differences but lasting changes, we're not going very far in this nation, okay? It's time for the American people, the true American people, to wake up from their lethargic stances and join people like you and other people in this network and other people around the country who are really trying to make those effective changes. And one way to do an effective change is by and through suit. Another way through effective change is by filing criminal charges against those who deserve criminal charges filed against them. Another effective way is to bring a charge to the grand jury and present it yourself. Now, Margie was foreman of the grand jury in this county. And this goes back to, what, 2001, Margie?
Yes,
2001.
Yeah.
And as foreman, she made such a stink in this county that the only resource that the county had against her constitutional demands for the people being used as targets and for the abuses by the system against the people was to cancel all remaining grand jury sessions while she was foreman. I mean, it's absurd.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Our situation is absurd. Now, we addressed that, and some people had some bad times over that, okay? But a lot of people would do nothing about that situation, so we must be involved. We must take action. And when Margie talks about the presumptive letters, they're very mm-hmm. powerful. Why? Because of the presumptive clauses in there that basically say, this is lawful notification to you and requires your specific rebuttal to these charges within 30 days, supporting your rebuttal with valid fact, law, and evidence. If you fail to do so, then you admit to everything contained in this letter. You admit to all the charges fully binding upon you in any court without your protest, objection, or that of those who represent you, meaning the fellow's attorneys or the gal's attorneys. Now, most people don't get like letters like that, and like Margie said, they don't know what to do, so they don't do anything. Then we follow up with the affidavits, and of course we could be in a defense position or we could be in a plaintiff's position. But once we finish the affidavit, we basically have on a game score plan, on a score of 1 to 100. If we take a look at our score, we take a look at the opponent's score, our score going into this program is 100, and the opponent's score is 0. Why? The opponent never rebutted anything, and he has a duty and responsibility to do that pursuant to his oath. But he hasn't done anything of that nature. He's admitted to everything we've ever said. His score is basically 0. So what do we have? Well, first of all, number one, we have the opponent admitting to everything and every charge we've ever made. Number two, since the opponent has admitted to everything, then we work positions of estoppel by acquiescence upon the opponent. Now, that doesn't mean that the opponent cannot present defense, but he cannot present a defense against those things to which he has already admitted. And remember, he's already admitted to everything without protest or objection or that of those who represent him. Number three, once we file the affidavit on the public record, we're invoking federal rules of evidence and similar state rules of evidence 902 and 201, by which the affidavit is self-authenticating. It needs no further corroboration, no testimony. It's considered truth before the court and basically unrebuttable as such. And under 201, the letter is considered valid. So what do we have? Well, in the fourth position, we have undisputed facts before the court. And when one has undisputed facts before the court, if one holds the judge to his constitutional oath, which is something we'll discuss in a moment, then it's almost impossible for any judge to go against the citizen. So what we do is build a case. We just don't do a case. We build a case. And we build a case in such a way, from a constitutional perspective, that the opponent agrees with everything we've ever said before we even get there. Margie, why don't you announce the seminars, because we do teach all this in the seminars.
Sure.
Before you do that, can I jump in real fast?
Sure.
Absolutely.
I would say two things. The foundation that you're laying is absolutely essential, right, before you even step into the courtroom.
Yes.
It's critical. And the other thing I was going to say is, you know, you say he or she shows up with a score of 0. I would actually say it's a minus because of what I would, well, you know, and I know that you would say that too, but, you know, because of dereliction in light of the position or the oath, you know, the responsibility they have to respond.
Yes.
And
yes.
So,
well, you're right.
Anyway.
It's absolute dereliction of duty. You're absolutely correct. And it's also obstruction of justice. And those two principles go hand in hand for a long time, and we should match them together. But we do teach these in the seminars, and we try to get people to understand that all of this is very simple. Margie, would you want to announce these seminars?
Certainly. We have two seminars coming up in Texas in August, which is tomorrow, the 1st of August anyway. And the first one is going to be held in Austin on the 9th and the 10th of August. And our area coordinator is Tony Martin. And Tony can be reached at 512-233-0095. The following weekend, on the 16th and 17th, we will be in Houston. And the number to call for that one is 713-589-2020. And this information is posted on our website under workshops as well. Our website is www.citizensoftheamericanconstitution.org.
And that information will be on this archive as well, and I'm definitely going to listen to it again. I hope everyone else is. We'll be right back. Stick around. There's more to follow.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedry.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, any more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
The current Senate has passed, by the way, 855 bills in secret, a so-called unanimous consent, which is simply a code expression for passing it without public debate or even a vote. To put that in perspective, the Senate passed only 53 measures by an actual roll call vote, and just three measures by voice vote. The 855 measures that your senators passed without your knowledge or debate or your input cost you more than $9 billion.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's what you're talking about, Jack.
Yes. It's an absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
No, they're running their own kingdom, and the people really have no involvement whatsoever. And that's a disgrace for any country. I don't care whether it's the United States, Italy, or Afghanistan. The people have to be involved in government, and unfortunately, Americans are not. I've lived all over the world, and I can tell you from my personal experience, many, many countries are really concerned about their people. America, the American government, or the United States government, I should say, is not concerned about the people because it figures it has the people in the bag. And here's an example of how that happens. I mean, how do you pass that many bills in secret? And then at a signing, okay, the president can say at the signing, I don't accept this bill, okay? He'll have a condition to the signing of the bill, or he'll make his own disclaimer. My God, this is not America anymore, folks, and it hasn't been America for a long, long time. And if we really want to get involved in the principles upon this nation was founded, we must be involved in government, and we must take effective action against government. So in terms of what we do, just to show how we follow through, when we things up, when we build the case, whether we're dealing as a defendant or dealing as a plaintiff, very necessary to build these. And when you build the case, usually what happens, I can tell you, well, from my experience, well over 60-70% of the time, the understanding all of a sudden becomes evident within the opposition, and the opposition realizes that it cannot win the case in a fair fight. Of course, there are no fair fights, not in court. Most of the courts in this nation, as most of your listeners know and as you know, are corporate courts. They're not branches of the government operating as a judicial branch at all. They're private corporations or private businesses operating for profit in total defiance of Article 3 and an absolute defiance of Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. But the people are not aware of this. They go like lambs to the slaughter. So what we try to do is show people that there's a way for them to really win if they understand, if they have the mindset, if they have the awareness, if they get the concept that they really are the sovereign, they really are the political power, they have the de jure power against the de facto frauds. But if we don't use it as such, and if we don't enforce it as such, it's going to sit there. We all have power. We all have creativity. We all have intelligence. Some of us have much more than we ever think we have, okay? But it's been drummed out of us. And if we don't use our own power against government, government is going to use that power against us. So what do we do when we go to court? Well, first of all, whether we're a plaintiff or defendant, we handle it from two different ways. If we're a defendant, we never, never, never get into the subject matter, okay? We continuously challenge from a constitutional perspective. Is that the music, Chris?
That is. 25 okay. Seconds left.
Okay. What we do is say to the judge right away when he says, are you ready to proceed? We say, no, sir. The matters we have to resolve before we go further. Sir, you and the prosecuting attorney have taken oaths of office to support and defend the state and federal constitutions. Is that correct? When he says yes to that, we follow it up. Hey, with all due respect, you must abide by that oath in the performance of your